Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. It's a huge day for football fans today as the World Cup kicks off in Russia. The curtain to the tournament will be lifted this afternoon at a glittering ceremony at the Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow, which will include an appearance by British singer Robbie Williams. This will be followed by the opening match between the hosts, Russia, and Saudi Arabia, which starts at 5 o'clock. Over the coming months, 32 national teams will compete in the hope of making it to the final, which will be held on July the 15th. Pundits are already trying to predict who will succeed Germany as world champions. Do the French team stand a good chance? The competition will use the assistance of 13 video referees for the first time ever, a decision which has the potential to be very controversial. A meeting between the Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte and President Macron has been confirmed. It will take place in Paris tomorrow, after initial doubts due to tensions between the two countries over the humanitarian rescue ship Aquarius, for which Italy refused to open its ports. The two leaders have put the quarrel aside to open discussions on the European summit, which takes place at the end of June. The final stages of rubber-stamping new reforms to the SNCF are drawing to a close. The bill was passed through the Assemblée yesterday and will be presented at the Senate today. Railway unions are still completely anti the changes being made to the railway giant, and inter-unions are now calling for an all-out day of protests on June the 28th. Today is seeing other demonstrations countrywide as pensioners take to the streets to show their discontentment at the rise in the CSG. And finally, the weather is still causing problems in western parts of the country, both in the north and in the south. 11 départements remain under amber alerts for heavy rain and flooding. Estimates for the amount of damage caused over the past few weeks by extreme weather conditions are now in the region of €1 million. This includes roads having been damaged to the point of being impassable, as well as homes having been flooded. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.